Hare Krishna. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 9, Sri Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya's travels to the holy places. Continuing with his words to the Tattvavadi Acharya. Occupational duties are described in the religious scriptures. If one analyzes them, he can fully understand their qualities and faults, and then give them up completely to render service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A person who does so is considered a first-class man. This was rather than following the prescribed duties. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Savidamam pratyaja mamekam saranam braja ham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha sami ma sucha. Another quotation from Bhagavatam 11:29. As long as one is not satisfied by fruit of activities and has not awakened his taste for devotional service by Shravana Kirtanam, Vishnu, one has to act according to the regulative principles of Vedic injunctions. Panchavida mukti tyaga kari bhaktagan palgu kori mukti deki narakera sam. Pure devotees reject the five kinds of liberation. Indeed, for them, liberation is very insignificant because they see it as hellish. And then quoting from Bhagavatam 3:29-13, pure devotees always reject the five kinds of liberation, which include living in the spiritual Vaikuntha planets, possessing the same opulences as those possessed by the Supreme Lord, having the same bodily features as the Lord's, associating with the Lord and merging into the body of the Lord. The pure devotees do not accept these benedictions without the service of the Lord. And then quoting from Bhagavatam 5:14-44, it is very difficult to give up the material opulence, land, children, society, friends, riches, wife, or the blessings of the goddess of fortune, which are desired even by the great demigods. But King Bharata did not desire such things, and this is quite befitting his position, because for a pure devotee whose mind is always engaged in the service of the Lord, even liberation, or merging into the existence of the Lord, is insignificant, and what to speak of material opportunities. Prabhupada explains in his purport that this verse was spoken by Sukadev Goswami to Maharaj Prickett, describing the glories of King Bharata. And then another citation by Mahaprabhu to the Acharya. Narayana Parakshave na kutasjana bibhyati swaga pavaga narakeshu apitulyata darshana. A person who is a devotee of Lord Narayan is not afraid of a hellish condition because he considers it the same as elevation to the heavenly planets or liberation. The devotees of Lord Narayan are accustomed to seeing all these things on the same level. And here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 6:17-28 regarding the personality Chitraketu. Once, when Chitraketu saw the goddess Parvati sitting on the lap of Lord Shambhu, Shiva, he criticized Lord Shiva for being shameless and sitting just like an ordinary man with his wife on his lap. For this reason, Chitraketu was cursed by Parvati. Later, he became a demon named Vritrasura. Chitraketu was a very powerful king and a devotee, and he could certainly retaliate even against Lord Shiva. But when Parvati cursed him, he immediately accepted the curse with a bowed head. When he agreed to accept this curse, Lord Shiva praised him and told Parvati that a devotee of Lord Narayan is never afraid of accepting any position provided there is a chance to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the purport of Narayana Parashave Nakutasjana Bibhyati. There, Srila Prabhupada ends his purport. Continuing, Mahaprabhu is speaking further. Both liberation and fruitive activities are rejected by devotees. You are trying to establish these things as life's goal and the process for attaining it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued speaking to the Tattvavadi Acharya. Seeing that I am a mendicant in the renounced order of life, you have been playing with me in a duplicitous way. You have not actually described the process and ultimate objective. After hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Acharya of the Tattvavad Sampradaya became very much ashamed. Upon observing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's rigid faith in Vaishnavism, he was struck with wonder. The Tattvavadi Acharya replied, "What you have said is certainly factual. It is the conclusion of all the revealed scriptures of the Vaishnavas. Still, whatever Madhvacharya has established as the formula for our party, we practice as a party policy, sampradaya sambandha." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Both the furtive worker and the speculative philosopher are considered non-devotees. Prabhukahe kwami jnani dui bhaktin tomara sampradaye deki se dui tina." We see both elements present in your sampradaya. The only qualification that I see in your sampradaya is that you accept the form of the Lord as truth. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to point out to the Tattvavadi Acharya, who belonged to the Madhvacharya Sampradaya, that the general behavior of the Tattvavadis did not favor pure devotional service, which must be devoid of the taints of fruitive activity and speculative knowledge. As far as fruitive activity is concerned, the contamination is the desire for elevation to a higher standard of life. And for speculative knowledge, the contamination is the desire to merge into the existence of the absolute truth. The Tattvavat Sampradaya of the Madhvacharya school sticks to the principle of Anashrama Dharma, which involves fruitive activity. Their ultimate goal, mukti, is simply a form of material desire. A pure devotee should be free from all kinds of material desire. He simply engages in the service of the Lord. Nonetheless, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased that the Madhvacharya Sampradaya or the Tattvavada Sampradaya accepted the transcendental form of the Lord. This is the great qualification of the Vaishnava Sampradayas. It is the Mayavad Sampradaya that does not accept the transcendental form of the Lord. If a Vaishnava Sampradaya is also carried away by that impersonal attitude, that sampradaya has no position at all. It is a fact that there are many so-called Vaishnavas whose ultimate aim is to merge into the existence of the Lord. For example, the Sahajya Vaishnava philosophy is to become one with the Supreme. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu points out that Sri Madhavendra Puri accepted Madhvacharya only because the sampradaya accepted the transcendental form of the Lord. Mahaprabhu, or Kaviraj Goswami continues. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broke the pride of the Tattvavadis to pieces. He then went to the holy place known as Falgu Tirtha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Sati, next went to Tritakupa, and after seeing the Vishal deity there, he went to the holy place known as Pancha Apsara Tirtha. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The Apsaras, denizens of the heavenly planets, are generally known as dancing girls. The girls on the heavenly planets are exquisitely beautiful, and if a woman on earth is found to be very beautiful, she is compared to the Apsaras. There were five Apsaras named Latta, Budbuda, Samichi, Sarabehi, and Varna. It is said that these five beautiful dancing girls were sent by Indra to break the severe austerities of a saintly person called Achyutarishi. This action was typical of Indra, the king of heaven. Whenever Indra discovered someone undergoing severe austerities, he would begin to fear for his post. Inja was always anxious about his position, fearing that if someone became more powerful than he was, he would lose his elevated position. Thus, as soon as he would see a saint undergoing severe austerities, he would send dancing girls to distract him. Even the great saint Vishramitra Muni fell victim to his plan. When the five apsaras went to break Achyuta Rishi's meditation, they were all chastised and cursed by the saint. As a result, the girls turned into crocodiles in a lake that came to be known as Pancha Apsara. Lord Ramachandra also visited this place. From Sri Narada Muni's narration, it is understood that when Arjuna went to visit the holy places, he learned about the condemnation of the five apsaras. He delivered them from their abominable condition, and from that day, the lake known as Pancha Apsara became a place of pilgrimage. After seeing Pancha Apsara, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gokarna. While there, he visited the temple of Lord Shiva, and then he went to Dvaipayani. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the crown jewel of all sannyasis, then went to Suparaka Tirtha. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Gokarna is situated in North Kanara in the Karnataka state. It is about 33 miles southeast of Karwar. This place is very famous for the temple of Lord Shiva, known as Mahabaleshwar. Hundreds and thousands of pilgrims come to see this temple. Suparaka is about 26 miles north of Bombay. In the Maharashtra province near Bombay is a district known as Thana and a place known as Supara. Suparaka is mentioned in the Mahabharata, the Shantiparva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then visited the town of Kolhapur, where he saw the goddess of fortune in the temple of Chira Bhagavati, and saw Langa Ganesh in another temple known as Chora Parvati. From there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Pandrapur, where he happily saw the temple of Vital Thakur. And we shall continue hearing of Mahaprabhu's wonderful activities in Pandrapur very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.